Better than expected production in major food-producing countries like China, India, Ukraine, Russia, Argentina and Australia helped to push prices down by 8% in the last quarter of 2011. The trend appears to be positive, but the figures only tell part of the story. The World Bank, in its Food Price Watch report, says prices remain high and volatile, especially for staples like wheat, maize and rice. The average price overall for crops in 2011 was 24% higher than in 2010. And according to José Cuesta, a senior economist at the World Bank, there's bad news for Africa.
We also saw a sharp increase in domestic prices, especially in East Africa and West Africa, due to bad weather conditions and conflict. Because of these high prices, we must remain vigilant because high prices have or may have devastating nutritional consequences which bear repercussions on school performance, health status, cognitive development and work productivity.
Food prices in many parts of Africa make for grim reading. A few facts and figures. In Ethiopia, wheat prices went up by 23%. Rice went up by 81% in Uganda and 56% in Malawi. In Kenya, maize was up by a massive 117%. And sorghum increased by 57% in Burkina Faso and 28% in Ethiopia. So what advice is the World Bank giving African countries? José Cuesta again.
We recommend a balanced set of policies, ones oriented to compensate for the negative impacts of high prices, especially through safety nets, as well as medium to long-term investments in agriculture, especially on productivity, and climate-smart agricultural policies.
In the short term, the World Bank is hoping children, especially in Africa, will not be pulled out of school. José Cuesta.
Policies may be very effective in reducing the effects of high prices. We know that conditional cash transfers and school food programs reduce the incentive of families to taking kids out of school to work.
Meanwhile, the outlook for 2012 is favourable, according to the World Bank. Food supplies are expected to increase, and the price of energy and crude oil to produce and transport the food is expected to fall, all which should lead to cheaper food costs for the consumer. Daniel Dickinson, United Nations.